This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
With me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A lot going on tonight. I'm excited, so I'm talking really fast. Alfonso Rachel's going to join us after the first break here. I always look forward to having him on with me. You know, what is the push to remove gender? Now, if you look at, if some of you got my book released right after President Trump was elected, called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yes, you heard it. All the things that the left, all the labels the left has given us, and we have somehow accepted them. I don't know how. And we shouldn't push back on it. But in the book, one of the first, my very first chapter, is absolutes, absolutely not. The left does not want you to have absolutes, because the minute you have a right and wrong, or a solid way to do something, a solid way not to do something, you now have to hold them, or they have to hold themselves, well, they're not going to hold themselves accountable, but somebody will hold them accountable, or try, but there isn't any. I have renamed that, not the party of Jack Kennedy, no, they are the party now of non-responsibility. The party of the law doesn't apply to me. I'm sorry, I have Democrat friends that listen to the show. You know, I've come to the conclusion, I could never hate anybody, so don't get me wrong. I'm not allowed to. I'm allowed to hate what they do, but I'm not allowed to hate them. Okay? But here's the deal. If you're willing, I want you to just think of the president and vice president you just voted for. No matter how much you hate Trump, you just voted for a man who's got a gazillion pictures of him fondling little girls. You just voted for a man, okay, that was accused by more than one, I think it was 8 or 9 total, that came forward of sexual assault of some kind. Now, if that was Donald Trump, you'd want his head, right? You just voted for a man who's an open racist. Look at his videos. They're all over the place. And the point to that, and a misogynist on top of it, the point to that is his vice president. The one that you voted for, Kamala Harris, whatever she's using. You voted for her as well, who called Joe a racist, who said that she believes a woman who said that Joe sexually assaulted her, and all of a sudden that was all erased. That's why I say, you guys are filled with selective recall. You are filled with selective outrage. You're not consistent. You're not people of integrity. So my friends that are Democrats, who voted for them, how do you dare talk to me and tell me how wrong I am? And I'm backing a man that's hateful and nasty. The man that's leaving office in about a week has done more for the black community than your black president and Joe Biden. And the party as a whole, actually. He's done more for the Hispanic community. He's done more for women. He's done more for the Asian community. He has done more for people, because he doesn't do what the Dems do in some Republicans. We don't categorize. We don't departmentalize people. People is people. Okay, if I'm making it easier right? If I'm helping people make more money, I'm helping people keep their jobs, then I'm helping people, black, white, brown, yellow, red, gay, lesbian, fat, thin, tall, short, I'm helping people do better. You can't fight it. It is just the truth. Right? You voted for darkness. You voted for a sexual assaulter. You voted for a racist. And then you voted for a dishonest vice president that was all against him till she got the nod. So I guess she really is willing to do about anything. And you take that for what it's worth. To get into office. Seriously. All right, so you guys, some of you guys know who are tuning in, finding the show, doing whatever. We are off of Facebook. I mean, you can find the page. We're trying to download stuff so we can get rid of it. But we're off of there. I'm not fighting them. I am not interested in playing that game. I'm not interested in any of that stuff anymore. Don't need it. We just don't need it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Got lots of stories. The third hour, I'm going to play some phone clip. Yeah, some people, I'm sorry, I don't check it all the time. I don't have a staff of 27, so I don't check our voicemails all the time for the actual show. But I took some of the calls that I could actually clean up and we'll be playing them for you. So, one of them quite interesting. But what's really funny is the Dem trolls that listen to the show. I don't know why they listen to the show. If it upsets them so much, why would you listen to the show? You know what I mean? And maybe it's the truth that drives them nuts. I don't know. But they get pretty nasty. And, and there's no reason for it. I'm willing to talk with you. I'm willing to have civil conversations with any of my friends on the left that I totally don't agree with. So we've been seeing it for days, we've been hearing for days how this whole thing that happened in at the Capitol was all led by Trump protesters, was all about Trump protesters. They're the nasty ones. Guess what? Just today alone, and wait till you see the more indictments coming down, or the more arrests, activist John Sullivan was arrested for being involved. And matter of fact, you can see videos of his on how he was calling for the place to be burned down. You don't know who John Sullivan is? What, have you been in a coma? We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Feel the rhythm now. All right. So one of the things that will curb your diet is when you look over your shoulder and there's a split picture of Pelosi, Harris, and Waters all on the screen at the same time. I'll tell you what, I almost lost my lunch, and that was hours ago. You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I just have lots of fun. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. A lot happening. But let me bring on one of my favorites to have on the show, Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as... I should have to say that every time. You know, what are they like? Are they older than I am? They need a reminder.
Hey, you know, some things just never get old, man. I don't get tired of hearing it. Tell me more about my eyes.
Ooh. And no, I won't love you in the morning. Anyway, we're going to, Alfonso Rachel joins us. We love to refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and a master musician. Just look at the picture.
Oh,
you got,
wow.
You got guitars behind you and everything.
I guess one would say like a jack of many trades and master of none, but I appreciate, you know, the vote of confidence.
Well, can there be a such thing as like gluttony when it comes to musical instruments? Because there ain't no way you can play 9 guitars at one time.
Okay, so technically, just really quick.
Do you have 8 friends or something to come over and help you out? How does this work?
Yeah, you overestimate me, 8 friends. You're one of the 8, man.
And I'm big enough to be 2, let me just tell you. All right,
you just stop it. You just stop that right now.
Okay.
What they said? That's yes, just stinking thinking. That's just stinking thinking, Joe. I went Stuart Smalley on you.
Oh, yes, you did. All right, get the show.
Speaking of and thinking, man, and I think Stink Eye goes along with that, man. You were talking about that terrible trilogy of Waters and some other Gorgons that are on there, man. That's like that's like a Medusa effect, man. You could turn into stone staring at a picture like that. Hey, and of course, you know, I say that lovingly. You know, we pray these witches receive the Lord's peace and truth. But you know what's up.
Well, listen, you cannot. Pelosi is dripping with hate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I'm not going to judge whether she knows Jesus or not, but I am going to judge when she's doing the right and wrong thing, okay? And you cannot, you know, what is Jesus, you know, it's easy to love somebody who's in church with you, right? It's easy to love your brother. But that guy that's running around sticking his finger in your face and telling you how ugly you are and how nasty you are, it's kind of hard to love that guy. I mean, I probably could love him if I punch him in the face once or twice. I feel for him, but
yeah.
You know, where is her love, right? I mean, seriously, they run around, and I know you're probably going to slap me if I get too close to you, but, you know, here's where I go. If she truly is a brother and sister in Christ, it's like, sister, where's the love? You can't run around putting all that crap on that prayer. You should be praying for him and not to die. Why are you impeaching him 7 days out from where it is? Why are you spreading these lies that you're soon going to be caught with when this information is released over the next few days that Trump is just, I mean, the hate that emanates is just amazing, ain't it?
Man, you know, that's the true test of strength, Joe, to be able to pray for your enemies, to be able to pray for those who persecute. That takes strength, man, and it takes the Lord's strength to be able to do it, because I ain't got enough of it on my own. So I rely on the Lord to be able to still love these enemies of ours. And, yeah, man, they're petulant. Dirty, man. They play dirty. Of course, they want to impeach the president. I reckon the method to the madness of that is so that he can't run again. You know, so I get it, man. And it's, but like I said, and this stuff comes down, and I talked about it in my video. I just released a video, and I hope people watch it because they're wondering, what are we going to do about this? How did this happen? I'm like, I've been telling y'all how this came down down the pipe, but a lot of people, they're just not registering it.
No, they don't want to hear it because it's going to require them. See, you're going to get me all preachery. It's going to require them to do some work. It's going to require them to push away from Facebook, get off the couch, put the channel changer down, and actually do something and put themselves out there. I don't, you know, we did some video trades. I saw your video, and I told you I thought it was great. But I think all your videos are great. So that doesn't, you know, that's like showing stuff to my mother. She's never going to say, now he's terrible. She's never going to say that, right? So, but I sent you that one where from Dave Barton from Wall Builders, where he actually spoke at a church for an hour, and he went down your biblical citizenry roles on this planet. Because, you know, a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters, they sit there and go, well, I've got my salvation, and I know who Jesus is, so that's about all I'm supposed to do. I'm out of here. You know, at some point in time, we're only supposed to care about heaven. Okay, good. So while you're ignoring stuff and little boys and little girls are being raped and being exposed to all kinds of stuff at school, well, you got yours, right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and I'm a huge fan of David Barton, and in that video that you sent, loved how he broke it down, the characteristics of lions and how they hunt and stuff like that, and their method, you know, the instinct that they have to be able to do that. Only thing I take issue with, though, is that the rallying cry for church to be lions. You know, the church wants to be as bold as lions, and we're being pumped up to be as bold as lions. And the thing is, Joe, is that that's a big part of our problem, is that this isn't like a new thing where, hey, you know, we need to see ourselves as lions. We always want to be seen that way. We always want to be seen as people with pride and you know, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. The problem with that, Joe, is that we're too proud to be seen as sheep. We're given over to the world that makes people think that being a sheep is a bad thing. It's something to be ashamed of. And no, to be a sheep in the Lord's flock is not something to be ashamed of at all. And you have to have the boldness to be able to be seen as sheep before you can be seen as a lion. Because if you just want to be a lion, you're going to be a liability. The devil himself is a lion. You have to have the humility to be seen as sheep. See me as a sheep that belongs to the Lord. Then we can go forth as lions.
Okay. Andrew, we have some fun. So, yes, I agree with you. We are sheep to Jesus. He is the head of the flock. Be careful.
Right.
People just tuning in may take that the wrong way. So, anyway. But are we supposed to be sheep to the rest of the world? Are we supposed to allow them to walk all over us? Are we supposed to allow them to mistreat us? And to what end? Because, you know, again, Jesus only took so much, so is he our example or not? And even he tells us, and I joke about it, but you know what I mean when I say, he tells us to turn the other cheek. But you are, there is a limit to the amount that you're allowed to take,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Now Jesus himself, the conquering lion of Judah, he came to us as a sheep. He beat death as a sheep. And in doing so, he let us know who the real lion is. No, we're not. The Lord does not charge us to let the world walk all over us. That was something that he took. That was by design. And he had to take that because that was the path for him to be able to step into the ring with death. All right. That was something that he had the heavyweight title to be able to protect. That was his. That's not ours. We're not supposed to let people walk all over us. That doesn't bring him glory.
Okay. Hold the walk on. We'll be right back. Joe Mazzini, yeah, there you go. Freeze frame. No, people, he's actually doing that. So, nothing. We'll be back in a second. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. You'll miss it. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has laid out his plan to combat the coronavirus pandemic and provide Americans with economic relief. His $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan includes about $400 billion to combat the virus, including $20 billion in additional funds for vaccinations, on top of the $8 billion already approved by Congress in the last relief package. Biden's plan also includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures until September, and a boost for unemployment benefits. He said that even those who've been able to keep their jobs during the pandemic would benefit from a relief payment.
Maybe you've lost hours, or maybe you're doing fewer shifts, driving a truck or caring for the kids or the elderly. You're out there, putting your life on the line to work during this pandemic, and worried every week that you get sick, lose your job, or worse. $2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. At least when I press the right buttons, we are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really. You know, you really do. You become part of the solution when you're informed. If you're not informed, it's so different than, you know, when Zoe and I get together and we talk about God and we talk about God's Word. And don't give me this stuff that everybody's interpreting a different way. I love the one scripture says, you know, if you lie, stop. How do you interpret that differently? If you ain't telling the truth, stop and simply tell the truth. And don't give me that, what's your truth, what's my truth, and this truth. Oh, God. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'm playing both sides of the coin, and already my head's starting to spin. I'm getting dizzy sitting down. Alfonso Rachel charged me. Maybe he can straighten this mess up. My God, I'm in this so much. I do. I get confused with it myself. It makes absolutely no sense.
Hey, don't be confused, man. The Lord is not a spirit of confusion. However, the world will try to confuse you, and it does get us caught up in that maelstrom there, trying to suck us down. But the Lord pulls up out of that.
No, that's after he stops laughing at you, right?
You had enough down there.
Yeah, he's like, really? Are you for real? God. Okay. Let me take a breath here. So we were talking about, you know, again, not taking the beating, being here on this earth, and, you know, Barton and the churches and what have you. And one of the things about the churches, and I told you during the break, is for so long they've been teaching, you know, like you're a lamb being led to the slaughter for everybody. No! No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And, you know, I have two, like I joke, I have two cheeks. Jesus said, turn the other cheek if he slaps one. And then the gloves are off. And when I say that, that doesn't mean you turn around and pummel somebody. You know, sometimes you don't know what somebody's going through. Sometimes you have to go that extra mile with them to kind of help them out, kind of straighten them out. But if they are in your face about something, and you're not willing to take any I don't want to call it corrective criticism, but information from the Word of God, then you know what? You need to go for it with them to help them.
Right. Right. Yeah. The Lord doesn't call us to be abused. I mean, that's why he says, sell your cloak and buy a sword. It doesn't honor the Lord. It doesn't honor, you know, your neighbor or anything like that to allow abuse to be carried out. The objective is not to repay evil with evil. The objective is not to confuse justice with vengeance or be like some sort of vigilante or anything like that, or be as hostile and malicious in your response to people. The Lord says turn the other cheek. Yeah, it's like be mindful of what could just be like a small insult. If a person, and just if I may, I'm just going to break down that scripture really quick. It specifically strike you on your right cheek. And the thing is, if somebody strikes you on their right cheek, most people are right-handed, which means if they struck you on your right cheek, they struck you with their weak hand. Your life's not in danger, right? So the Lord is like, be careful of what it is that you may invite that could turn into something that could turn out bloody or even result in death. You know, don't give over to something like that. But the Lord himself, you know, after the beating that he took, he's coming back to repay what's being done. You know, just like you said, he could only turn his cheek so much, and he's coming back to repay.
Let's agree with you. Now, we were going down the road to a government. A lot of religious denominations and others, you know, don't believe that you should be involved in government because no matter what the outcome is, that outcome is God's will. And you and I talked about this before. I don't believe that for a second. I believe that God's will doesn't always get done perfectly the way it's supposed to get done. I don't believe for a second that God wants... I'm not a Democrat, so let's be clear. That he doesn't want a Democrat in there. But why would he want somebody that would openly approve of killing babies after they're born? So my comment is always, and people cringe, the pastor should be talking about government the way Jesus talked about government. The pastor should be using the scripture about how we're supposed to go looking for godly men and women to take their rightful place to rule over them. Well, we're not in Afghanistan. We're in America. We vote people in to represent us. And I guess that's ruling over us, if you would. They're putting laws into place and that kind of stuff so that we're supposed to live peacefully. So you don't have an issue with the part where we're encouraging, people that are solid in the Word, solid in loving God, to take their rightful places and position in government. Are you?
There's, hey, you know, I tell you what, man. It's not so much that God obviously doesn't want us to be governed by these people. That's not what he wants. Is it an issue of can he use this kind of stuff? Yes, he can. We read in the scriptures over again how these knuckleheads, they just keep stepping out of line with God.
You're a nice guy.
Oh, right? It's just over and over again, they step out of line with God. And God tells them, it's like, hey, you might not want to do that. I tell you, because, you know, you guys are going to end up to a point where you're going to be eating your own kids. Okay? And we destroy our kids by the millions. Constantly. This isn't something that's new. This isn't a new dynamic. This has been going on for a long time, long before America, long before, you know, even before Christ came to us. This has been going on, and God has warned about these things. And God's just like, but, you know, if this is what you want to do, I'll leave you over to your own desires. Oh, look at what you guys are doing, right? Now you're crying out to me. Okay? You know, so we learned the hard way, Joe, and we're in a generation now, Joe, there's no excuse for this anymore.
No,
definitely,
you're right.
No excuse.
Nope. It's not like you know, in Jesus' day, it's kind of hard to carry, you know, 30 slates around with you with the word on, you know, etched on there. Nowadays, you have an iPad. You can have all 117 versions of the Bible, with the original text and this. I mean, you're right. And that's why I tell people all the time, the Bible tells you to study to show yourself, not read like a Reader's Digest version, right? I mean, you come up with a Reader's Digest version of the Bible, it'd be like 8 pages. But that's why God tells you to study, because words have different meanings today than they had, you know, 2,000 years ago, or said differently. You know, when the Old Testament said they were all sleeping together, I always joke and say, no, they were actually sleeping. You know, the Jews, the families tend to sleep in one big room, okay? So they weren't. Now, today, that has a whole different meaning to it. But you were talking about pride before, and then during the break, I don't want to miss this because I think it's a good point to bring up, is the pride is what gets into some of these politicians. I mean, there were some solid Christian politicians that I knew that, you know, they got into politics, they got elected to high office, and then all of a sudden, the power got to them after a while, and look at me, look what I've done, and God has anointed me to rule over you. No, no, we chose you, according to the Word, to rule over us, as the Word says. All right, so that doesn't give you, you shouldn't be high on yourself at that point. But the humility is really what one has to have truly, to your point earlier about being the Lamb. You've got the power. Daddy owns everything. You know, Daddy can call it a legion of angels for you, but that's not how we're supposed to operate. We're supposed to use that power to actually help other people and show them the love of Christ, right?
Sure, man. And the thing is, you know, if I'm a nitpicker.
Keep going. No, no, nitpick all you want. I have Italian grandmother and a mother. I know how to.
You know, our representatives, you know, that's their job, is to represent them. We already have a rule. We already have the rule of law. And these people who are put in elected, their job is to maintain that and guard our God-given rights. It's like y'all don't even need to rule over us. All you need to do is make sure that our rights are protected. That's your job.
Yep.
And it's basically the House of Representatives. It's not the House of Leadership. You know, it's like, you know, we don't need you to lead us. Just represent us. Make sure that our rights are put in check. And, you know, and as a culture, as the ecclesia, if we're talking about the believers, we're talking about the church, we're talking about the church body, we have a responsibility to make sure that the freedoms that God blessed us with doesn't get voted away. And that's too much of that's happening. You know, and the church, hey, the devil gets in, man. He got into the garden. He gets into the church, too. And a lot of the church, you know, they're being polarized in the sense of, oh, God is on the throne, or God is neither Republican, or God is neither Democrat, and all this sort of stuff. And they keep being fed these applause lines and stuff like that to make themselves think that they're more righteous and above our political process. And while they're doing that, they don't know who's supposed to be representing us. Yeah, all people are fallible, right? But there's a principle that you might want to gravitate for. At least that's a good place to start from, you know? And the Democrats have none of that principle. You know, they're innately at odds with the Word of God. They're innately rebellious against the Constitution. And but that's a big problem that's in the church, and that's why we're dropping the ball, man. The country is being stolen.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I just was talking to somebody about this the other day. You and I don't subscribe to the fact that, look, maybe Republicans or the majority of Republicans and or we have on a platform about God and that kind of thing. That doesn't mean there are a lot of people out there professing God that have absolutely no godly attributes whatsoever, other than they ought to spell God. But the Democrats have worked overtime and outwardly to show they don't want anything to do with God, to show that that needs to be separated from political life, which I don't even understand. But we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Zoe is going nowhere. He's actually going to do a drum solo for me during the break. He doesn't know it yet. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We know ways to go with the violence that we're just talking about. That was a great movie, though. You couldn't make any of those movies because they're too violent. Okay? Or actually, in those movies, I could... If the snowflake's screaming today, I could use the same thing and say, why are all Italians depicted as being in the mafia, being robbers, being thieves, being bootleggers? I mean, seriously, really, why is it all on us? You mean the Irish never did that? Seriously, there wasn't a black mafia or Asian mafia or any of those? Give me a break. But, you know, I don't care. It was a day and a time, and even right now in Italy, they're trying over 350 mafia members. And the Sicilians are starting to clean up their act. Either they couldn't catch them or they found very few of them. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, Zoe, as we lovingly refer to him. And look, why don't you tell them now before we forget where they can get your book, where they can hear your music or buy your music. You can still buy music today, can't you?
I hope so. Musicians got to live, too.
Yeah. No. Now listen, a real musician would say, I make my music for the love of it. I don't want to make any money off it. I just want people to enjoy what I write.
Yeah, right.
So, go ahead. Where can people find your stuff, man?
I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. The Zoloft, the Zilpian Den, 20-pound sledge. Thanks, man. I hope folks will come and check it out.
You need to check it out. You need to check out the Bible studies that he does, because let me tell you what, they're not your grandfather's Bible study. I'll put it that way, okay? You know what I'm saying? And you think I get nasties now. You know, I used to have an email address that said, and it was a real address, it said joe@likeicare.com. Okay, if you got any complaints, just send it to joe@likeicare.com. And, man, it was hilarious, the stuff I used to get there.
And hey, for the record, let me clarify. We ain't nasty. We're more ornery. Ornery would be the right word, yeah. We have an ornery Bible study.
Well, let's just say there's – now, see, somebody's going to say something. I don't care. There's no whitewashing. There's no whitewashing. And is it because he's black? There's just no whitewashing of the word. It is what it is. You need to deal with it the way it was written, and you need to deal with it the way God intended it, not you sitting down and trying to figure out how you can deliver it in a nicer way so people will accept it without going running to their safe space in the corner, mad at God.
Don't sugarcoat it, baby. Don't do it. Hey, and the thing is, man, you ain't got to sugarcoat it, because the Lord then already said, and the prophets already said, your law is like honey in my mouth. His law is sweet. When you break it, it's like, man, Lord, you really know what you're talking about. This is deep, man. Yeah, that's sweet, man. It's good. So we ain't got to sugarcoat it. It's already honey sweet, baby.
And that's funny. You know, isn't it funny how people, and we'll get back to our topic in a second, but isn't it funny how people think that if you become a Christian, if you do what God wants you to do, it's a boring, it's a stale life, it's a, you know, all this stuff. And the other joke is they think that when you die, you know, you're gonna be in a cloud floating around with wings and a harp. I don't want to play a harp. I think harps are boring. God wouldn't do that to me. And those wings that you see on those angels, they're gonna hold me up. So I'm not believing any of that stuff. But isn't it interesting the stuff that we fall into that we believe, right?
Hey, man, God is a party God. All right, he established lots of festivals. All right, and Jesus like attended festivals. All those festivals were supposed to be representing him anyway. Partying is like the law with God. It's a law for him. It's like,
don't tell a Baptist that, dude. I'm telling you, they're gonna.
When you got the Beastie Boys all talking about, you got to fight for your right to party. Yo, that's the Lord's theme song, because yo, man, this is the law. I make it a law where you got to party. All right, so we serve a party God, man, and yeah, and he's also a warrior king. Yep. So, you know, and he's endowed his angels with powerful wings, and they've got flaming swords that come out like Voltron pulling his blazing sword. He doesn't mess around, man. So, you know, that's whatever people are saying about the Lord, man, it's time to, you know, really crank up the juice on who he is.
I think, you know what, I'm hoping, I know this is terrible, but I'm hoping the oppression that I see is going to try to be spread. You know, we saw the first president, you know, President Oblamo and Joey B, that team. We saw the oppression on religious, mostly Christians, you know, and Judeo-Christian rights. We saw it happen there. And they kind of look at you every time you complain. They're like, what? What? We're not doing anything. You think Joey Biden's going to be any different? No, he's going to be the same way. I think he's going to be worse. Kamala Harris or Carmel Harris or whatever she's using this week, you know, she's godless, soulless. You hear her speak. Again, when you heard her, she lied about the Hanukkah celebration at her house. She, what was the other one? Not Festivus, but what's the one that's attributed to the black community?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. So she lied about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa wasn't even around when she was a baby. She said they celebrated it. What did you celebrate? Come on. What did you do? What did you actually do? What was the festivities at Kwanzaa? You know? I don't get any of this. I'm like, come on. Are your people really that stupid that they're swallowing this?
Man, don't say Kamala and swallow. This is in the same sentence. This is a family-friendly show, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Well, listen, I was talking, I don't know if you caught it earlier, I said, Here's a woman who stood on stage with this man, pointed to him, called him a racist, okay, on more than one occasion, called him a sexual offender. All right, think about that. I believe the women that have come forward, Joe, right, beat him up about all the taboo things in community, and then when he wins, he's looking for a VP, and she's going, pick me. I want to be sexually assaulted. Pick me. You know what I mean? Going, my God, no boundaries.
Right. It's like, Republicans, I mean, bear in mind, Republican voters, bear in mind that the Democrats chose somebody that they claim to hate. They claim to hate old, rich, white men, and that's Joe Biden. It's like you got the cheater-in-chief, you got this woman who is, this witch, sorry, she's witch, but she's supposed to be everything that besmirches and disgraces what feminism is supposed to be and how she got to where she is. So, and disgraces what it is to be black and what it is and how she got to where she is. She's a betrayer of the black community. She is exactly what Malcolm X was talking about. You're a political chump and a traitor to your race. And she got to where she is. So by being exactly that, and Republicans, y'all have to consider, how did they pull that off? And I'm trying to tell Republicans, you gave them what they needed.
That's right.
To do it.
No question. You're exactly right. But listen, can we roll that over a little? I know you're going to throw something at me, but can we roll that over a little bit to Christians? Your kids are learning how to have sex with just about anything with a warm body part because you won't get involved in education. Because you won't speak up. Because you won't send the right people and hold their feet to the fire when it comes to legislation and school boards and other places. And then you call guys like me, your hair's on fire, screaming, how does this get in there? And I go, this, and you know what? They hang up on me. This is your fault. Who did you vote for in the last election?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making it political? Oh, everything is, this is it. Everything is political. And for you Christians that keep saying, God don't want to be involved in politics, you are a moron. Because the reason you couldn't go to church and the reason you were told you couldn't worship was because of politics. The reason your kids are learning how to have sex with farm animals, each other, and pleasure themselves in classroom is because of politics. So the next time you say, oh, I don't want to get in politics, and for those of you who say, that doesn't matter because God's will happen. I am sure that I just have, you know what? Zoe is more learned than I am when it comes to the Bible. He gets deeper down into it than I do. Is there a scripture in the Bible about allowing your children to be taught how to pleasure themselves in school, in a public environment, learning how to have sex with each other, same sex, and all that other stuff at any age, at any place? And if they make a mistake, we'll just get rid of that blob of cells. I missed that scripture or something.
I tell you what, Joe, there isn't any instruction that tells, that gives any sort of statutes on how to do that or endorses that. But the Lord, that hippie Jesus, does himself say, hey, man, you mess with kids like that, it'll be better. I mean, you want to talk about Italian. Right? He's going to get a little gangster here and say, look, it'll be better if you have a millstone tied around your neck and tossed into the sea. All right? Concrete shoes style, Jesus style. All right?
Hey, you know what? So, what's a millstone? Tell people what a millstone is. You know what it is. I know you do.
It's something that you grind with. It's heavy.
It's something that
you pulverize with.
It's dense. It doesn't really break. So it's not like they're just going to tie a boulder around your neck. You know, it's a stone. No, we ain't talking a stone. Okay? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is real deal stuff. It's like, you ain't swimming up from this. I don't care. You can be an Olympic swimmer. You ain't coming back from that.
No. People don't realize. You know, this is why the Bible says to study, because you have to understand, these guys, and I'm not going to get all biblical on people now, but when you think about it, you look at Jesus walking on water. What was it, a little stream? Maybe he walked across the stream, probably found a couple of rocks he could step on. No, when you study that, I think it's just under 3 miles, the stretch that supposedly the area that they were in, and he walked. When you start studying these things, you look at the width of that place. This wasn't an easy walk. This wasn't he got a running start from 500 feet out and skipped like a rock across the water.
And people need to remember these things, because these are a lot of the same people who, because you do have a lot of believers out there who do have this mindset that, God is on the throne, and no matter, but then they'll turn around and be like, Trump is like the savior of America, and
Nope.
Joe, I can't stand this meme. I can't stand this meme that it says the devil whispered into Trump's ear, and it says, can you handle the storm? And Trump whispered back and said, I am the storm. I'm like, knock it off with that. No, God is the storm. God is the one that tells the storm to blow on his suit to cool it off. That's the real
thing. And on that note, tell people to find you fast.
I'm at bronzesurfermedia.com. Thanks, man.
All right, put it up on the website. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up.